Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
Hi again, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and welcome to this week's Keys to the Game here at PNC Studio at Hallis Hall. Already the second half of the season getting ready to roll. The Bears move into St. Louis to take on the Rams, and let's dig in. My first key, defuse the bomb, and that bomb is an explosive, aggressive, and attacking Rams defense. It's got to be defused before it detonates. A run-based attack might be the answer for the Bears in this particular situation. Efficiency and production on first down running the ball would take some of the starch out of a lethal Rams pass rush. Two elite linemen need to be accounted for. The three-technique defensive tackle, Aaron Donald, is explosive and a magician with his hands, while Robert Quinn bends the edge as well as any end in the game. In the secondary, solid corners Janoris Jenkins and Tremaine Johnson thrive in man coverage while the safeties take away those deep routes. Rams are on a streak of 10 quarters without permitting a touchdown and own the second-best scoring defense in the league at 13.8 points per game. The scheme attacks in obvious passing situations, so staying ahead of the chains will be a critical component for the Bears. Running to keep the pressure off could be the key to defuse the bomb that is the Rams' defense. One of the keys for the Bears' defense is to have disciplined eyes and tackle these Rams' offensive players. In four of the last six games, the Bears have allowed just one touchdown. It's been six games since the Bears have given up a rushing touchdown. So coordinator Vic Fangio impressively has mixed and matched combinations of players to meet the demands of the opponent, despite personnel not entirely ideal fits for the 3-4 defense. The primary focus in St. Louis will be to curb the damage Todd Gurley is capable of inflicting. The rookie out of Georgia, a powerful tackle breaker with top-end speed. He runs to and through the hole to daylight, and then the trouble begins for a defense. By accounting for Gurley, it prepares the quarterback for play action and a series of gadget plays that incorporate the dynamic receiver Tavon Austin. Bears defenders need to break down and tackle these players and trust their eyes. From screens to sweeps, Austin forces the defense to respect his speed and the scheme's misdirection package. On a special teams, and Patrick O'Donnell, the Bears punter, will have to be careful with Austin. A mishit based on the coverage plan could be a disaster. Austin owns one of the 8 punt return touchdowns in the league this season, 75 yards in the season opener against Seattle, but since has just 77 yards on his 14 returns. That touchdown, the third of his career. His speed makes him a threat with every possession. Greg Zuerlein owns one of the most powerful legs in football, cleared 61 yards at Minnesota outdoors last week. Zuerlein has also missed 7 field goals this season, most in the league, including 2 that were blocked. My intangible this week is winning third down. It keeps the Rams' aggressive defense off Jay Cutler's back for one. St. Louis does whatever it can to force you into passing situations so they can tee off. They blitz on every down. Those 16 blitz sacks are the most in the NFL. Offensively, the Rams are as close to a balanced team as there is in the league in terms of play selection. Second in rush percentage at 49%, 31st in pass percentage at 51%. However, they rank last in the NFL in converting third downs at a clip of just 23.8%. So the addition this week of Wes Welker, purely designed to boost that rate, definitely defines chain mover. So that's going to wrap up this week's Keys to the Game. Be sure to join Tom Thayer and myself on WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. Sunday from St. Louis, our pregame coverage gets underway at 9, the kickoff at noon. Thanks for joining us here from PNC Studio at Hallis Hall. I'm Jeff Joniak. Talk to you next time on Keys to the Game.